Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 50, fascinating Gemara about the end of days. The Gemara talks about an agadic passage, which is one of my favorite types of Gemara, where we learn about expositions and stories and homiletic teachings about different fascinating things, in which it is taught that in the Messianic era, God will expound the boundaries of Yerushalayim. As the notes point out in the actual text of the Art School of Gemara, this teaching, which is derived from a verse in Zechariah, is preceded by an exposition of a verse stated earlier in the same chapter. It says there in Zechariah chapter 14, number 6, verse 6, "It will be on that day there will be no light, Yakaros and Kipaon." So what are these two things? The chapter describes the Battle of Gog and Magog, very famous, that's going to happen during the developing stages of the Messianic era. Rashi explains the phrase that there will be no bright light, rather the light will be fleeting and dim, and Radak also points out the Gemara proceeds to give other interpretations. So what does it mean, Yakaros and Kipaon? What is the meaning? Rav Elazar said, this is a reference to the light of the sun, which is valued Yakar in this world, but will be trivial, Kafoi, in the world to come. Meaning, the notes point out, the light of the sun, when it is shining brightly, which is powerful in this world, will be insignificant in the world to come, as Rashi points out. So meaning, this word is related to valued Yakaros, like Yakar, Kipaon, which shares the same root as Kafoi, floating, signifies its lightweight and insignificant, as Targum to Malachim Ben and Rashi point out. The verse then is interpreted, on that day the light will not be important, Yakaros, but trivial, Kipaon, that light will be dim. Maharsha proposes the light is used here as a metaphor for the Torah, like Proverbs. The verse is saying the Torah, which is imposing, difficult to grasp in this world, will be trivial, readily understood in the world to come. So therefore, there's different ways of looking at that. So Rabbi Lezer said, this is a reference to the light of the sun, valued in this world, trivial in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a reference to the laws of Nega'im and Ohalos, which are weighty, difficult to understand in this world, but will be trivial, readily understood in the world to come. Easily understood in the world to come, these tractates are exceedingly difficult, Maharsha explains. And so in the next world, it'll be easily understood. And then a third interpretation, Rav Shua ben Levi said, this is a reference to people who are esteemed in this world, but will be trivial in the world to come. Specifically, people who are rich and famous, but who are less than good in their relationship with God, as Rashi points out, which is the main point to focus on. This world and the world to come are basically lahafach. This world, some people seem so great, so powerful, so large, so larger than life. But in the next world, they're nothing. They're fleeting. They're dust to the earth. They're like the maggots on the floor. People that everyone in society, secular society, thinks are so great, the entertainers and the football players and the stars and actors and actresses, there's nothing there. There's nothing substantial. What can we really learn from them? Those people are going to be like the dust of the earth in the next world. It's so lehefa. Who's really important? Who's really esteemed? The people that don't look for the honor, that don't look for the fame, the Torah sages, the chachamim, the gaonim, the people that sit in their homes and brighten up the entire world through their Torah learning. They will be so esteemed in the world to come, and the people, the fleeting people, the fake fame and honor of this world, they will be like nothing in the next world. Understand the real value, the real priority of what we're supposed to look for in this world. Not fame, not honor, not craziness, not the terrible role models, quote unquote, that we see in secular society, in Hollywood, and in Gullus, and even in around the world. These are not good role models. Look for the real role models of the real thing that we're going to really see bright and shiny in the next world, and look for them here in this world. The Torah sages, the Rabbanim, people who espel Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed, that's really who we should look for. That's really who should be our role models. Don't collect baseball cards. Don't collect cards of pop stars and entertainment stars. Collect rabbi cards. Collect Torah cards. Really good things for kids to look up to and learn about. Torah, mitzvahs, chesed, and learn about really good things. And look for these great things. There's these cards that I found over Hanukkah also that Judaic stores sell, where they epitomize really good things like Hatzalah and Chesed things and mitzvahs and different rabbis to look up to and to look as role models. Because just as the Gemara talks about, in the next world it'll be everything lahafach. We'll see who really was valued. We should find it already here in this world and make it part of our days every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 51 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.